Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dean Chance. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. The throw from Hairman to pick off Uhlander, and he's out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. May steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horton for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fosse moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Fosse scores. Nettles moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoop moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knoop scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Fossey moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heidman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Heidman moves to second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance bunts in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Heidman moves to third. One out. Ted Elander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elander takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knupp is hit by the pitch. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. John bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Leon covering, for the out. Knupp moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Knupp scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hopkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Dean Chance. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Hand now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton is walked intentionally. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hydman. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to hand covering. Safe. Hopkins moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to third. Berry moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hydman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.